Back.
Take it like a fan. Finally, after a couple weeks, we finally got the whole crew.
Finally back. Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Back again. You guys were scared a couple weeks ago. Couldn't go without me.
Scared.
Well, you didn't do it.
What do you mean? I worked late. Oh, okay. You were here before I got home from work today.
That's true.
It's crazy.
I was excited.
Thanks,
Biden. It was a Boberg. Oh, there it is.
Those Bobergs.
Here we go.
Yep. I was just avoiding the inevitable. I hate to say it.
Yeah, those.
I thought we were going to make it the first 5 minutes of the podcast without you saying something about
what?
Biden.
Who?
You.
About nobody what? Ever said that.
That's a Biden type thing right
How
there.
How many minutes we needed to go? Five?
You didn't even say anything like that.
I wasn't even going there. I was
all
say...
I said was thanks. He gave me a job.
How
I have a job
those,
now.
How
he
about
created
those
jobs.
Burgers, though?
What about them?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, huh?
Not too shabby.
Delicioso.
Not too shabby. Just hey, by, hey, better by the way, on the grill. Did you guys hear? Did you hear the news?
Bird's word.
Nope. Back. What? Who's? Guess who's back in first place?
The Bucks.
No.
Yeah, the Bucks are in first place. In
but
the
guess who's back in first place?
And what?
You know.
No,
what
no it doesn't
you
matter.
You know what I'm talking about.
Who's in first place?
That
it
me.
Doesn't matter who.
That'd be me.
Because first place isn't over till the season's over.
I was going to say. I mean, that was the inevitable.
It is the inevitable. That's the word I would use.
That's
too.
That's why we didn't rally that.
It's inevitable.
Because I mean, I was going to sit here and be like, yeah, you know, I'm in the lead and everything, and then championship comes back.
Championship.
You're just mad.
I ain't mad.
I'm starting to accept it.
I missed a week, and if you give
when
me
I
at least
actually
my average.
Try, I let a 12-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Okay, don't go there now.
Yeah. I let a 12-year-old.
Here we go.
Now you're going to blame an innocent 12-year-old
no,
or your
I, hey, dude,
draft?
We accepted it together.
What are you doing
he
talking
told me
to?
He told me to play Judy.
What are you doing sitting next to a random 12-year-old boy?
I was on a plane.
Yeah, with a bunch of pastors, huh?
Yeah,
I've heard that joke before.
Why'd you let a kid on that?
That was bad. That's
wow.
Bad.
Wow.
Wow. Ouch, actually.
This is why. This is why you have to accept it.
Take it like a fan.
Take it like a fan.
Take it like a fan, boy.
All right.
Don't take it the
so
wrong way.
So, as of right now, I got What the Actual Fuck, which would be Shorty P by 41 points. Dog, you're just about 100 shy, and Christopher Michael, better known as Bo, 113 points.
With being short a week.
Which is about...
so.
Well, no, your week's usually average. Your week average is 81.
That's bullshit. So that's straight up bullshit. So you're like, such a liar. Okay. Why would you lie
well,
like
let's
that?
Let's just look.
81. I've never scored 81 just because you did the other week. Doesn't mean I did.
I never scored 81.
I'm over this shit.
Let's see. Your lowest score was 104.66.
Is what?
104.66.
Yeah, because like four guys
actually,
got
no,
hurt.
Your lower score is zero because your ass was...
No, that's an I. It's
you
an
had other things
it's
that were
not even
important.
A zero. It's an I. Trust me. I went to school. I got a bunch of I's, not zeros.
Well,
I just didn't complete it, so I got an incomplete.
I hate to say it, but they're averaging a zero in that bad boy.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
FanDuel is.
Yeah, that hurts.
It does.
So yeah. Still, if you even take all my scores up and give me the average of that, it puts me in first place.
No, it does not push
yes, it
you.
Does.
It does not
yes,
push you.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does,
it
Chip.
Really does.
Championship.
Listen,
it does.
Weren't you on vacation?
Just eliminate that game, okay? Just take that game out and see what
who's
scores.
Is it your
just
fault?
Pull, just pull that
or,
game out.
Or is it Dog's fault or my fault that he decided to take a week off?
But I'm just
I didn't.
Saying,
it wasn't
see.
My fault. The cab driver stole
did
my
Dog
phone.
Did Dog not tell you the night before, don't forget to put in your FanDuel picks?
Okay, so when you hang do it the night before and then somebody sits, I always do it right before the game starts. That way I know who's
Dog.
Playing and who's not playing because that's why I score a low score before.
Don't drag
Bo,
me into
Bo,
this,
simple
Chip.
Question. Simple yeah. question.
If, you're trying to kick me like I'm on the
away,
bottom.
If we take away his points.
You're close to the bottom.
His points for what?
If we take away his points from the game. That he stole your phone.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that.
So you stole it.
You stole my phone. You had this.
You
had this.
Yeah. I paid
yeah.
the cab
oh, yeah.
driver.
Are you in the lead?
Yeah. What okay. week was that? It was week what? Three.
Actually, the girl you think you've been talking to, I
oh,
paid
look,
for. I paid set all that up too.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if you're in the lead. You know what I mean? I really think you.
So
might
we'll go to that week, Chip. Can you go week by week?
Week.
I think it was week three.
Your week was yes, contest three.
So what did you score that week?
That week on contest three, I did 114.7. So I'd have you by 1 point.
No, you wouldn't, because I'm down by 113.
And I have, and I it was 114.
So,
so I'd
take
have
away
you by 114,
I'm winning by 1 point. It's how reverse math works.
No, not playing that way.
Just give me my average points for the week. You know what? I don't even need it. I don't want your
well,
charity.
Then,
I don't
I,
want your charity.
So
I'll still
take,
beat you a week
just
short.
Take my average then too.
Why? You didn't miss a week. You didn't lose your phone. You didn't get your phone stolen. You didn't steal somebody's phone. You might have.
You're really. You're for someone that doesn't give a shit, you're really upset about this.
No, I don't need it.
All right.
I'll win. Watch.
I'm looking forward to tonight's What If segment.
What about, what if he doesn't have them?
Like, what if you hadn't missed a week?
Like, what if he didn't take his phone? I mean, that's, yeah, that's possible a good one. Too, man.
That's a good one.
Probably imported that cab driver from Haiti, too.
Oh. Stop.
Wow.
Enough.
That was good, though. I did.
I know.
Jeez, all right. I thought we were all conservative.
Yes, Chip, right. I have phone. Yes. Yeah. Championship, here's phone.
Hi, Chip, how are you?
Yeah. That is not Haiti.
What? I don't know, dude.
I don't know, but it sounded good. Yeah. All right, so let's just run through this news real quick before we get into the games. And
there's
stuff.
Something I'd like to discuss.
Oh, okay.
Dog brought it up in the pre-meeting.
Let's do it.
The taunting rule.
Yeah, this one bothers me, too.
I think it's getting a little out of hand, and yeah. I, quite honestly, it scares. The more I look at it, the more you see how just stupid and all it's taunting. So you're,
and you're talking about the Bears, right?
You literally see the ref back up into him, and he still wants to call that. Like, come on. And he said because he thought he was making a mean gesture. Oh, your feelings got hurt?
Yeah.
This is football. Grown men bash into each other, but you're worried about somebody's feelings because they just got burnt on a play?
Did you see the NBA deal the other day? Not to jump off your subject matter, but just talking about like how it gets a little rough with the Joker and Morris. Like Morris, did you see it on the highlights?
No.
He like bumps into him as he's going to shoot like a last-minute buzzer or a halftime, I think, from like half court. And Morris bumps into Joker, obvious foul. Well, Joker comes back and like shoves this cat in his back, and they're now saying he has whiplash and all this stuff or whatever the case may be. But they're talking about today with the what's your boy? Not Skip Bayless, but
who?
Stephen A. Smith. They were talking about like what sports has become and when it comes so violent and stuff like that, and they were talking about the taunting and everything and how it's getting a little bit ridiculous. It's one thing if you're standing over a player talking shit.
No.
Leaning on
it. They used to do that in the 90s and the
2000s. They did, dude, but they're trying to create an image with football.
What kind of image is that?
Some brutal stuff going on right now. I mean, Dalvin Cook's even in the hot seat
right
now.
No. Well, that's a personal issue. That's an off-the-field issue. This is a game.
Dude, when you are putting on a uniform for a team, it's just like having
fuck
your job.
That
like,
team.
Like if you, oh boy, here we go. Let me tell you, your job. I won't put it out there, but your job. If you were charged with something like this, I guarantee you, your job will have a problem with that.
What? Charged with Dalvin Cook status?
Yeah.
Well, he's an idiot for letting it happen.
I mean, Deshaun Watson, all these guys. I mean, you're putting yourselves in position. You're hanging out.
That's their fault.
Or even with women, if that's not true, you're hanging out with women. They're going to do that to you.
Where does that come with taunting from the NFL? I'm talking about in-game performances.
I understand. I'm just saying they're trying to clean up an image.
Maybe evaluate the guys that you're signing.
Maybe do that. Have a little
I mean, your
the Raiders.
Yeah, we were just
the
talking Raiders about
the Raiders quarterback. Yeah. He's flashing guns around. All these cats have guns
stupid,
and shit like that.
But they're stupid.
Just wait till your 10, 12, 15 year career is done, and then do whatever the hell you want. That's what I just don't understand.
You would think that people would model themselves against, like, look at Tom Brady, 21 years in the league, never.
Yeah, because
he's got suspended.
He wasn't the fanboy of like when of
he
every
he
college
got suspended?
And
for
high
Deflategate
school.
Thing.
No,
but
for four games.
A lot of these guys, they get from high school, they get this popularity and this big head, and they just don't know how to react with it when they get into the spotlight, into the league, and now they're
millionaires.
Famous millionaires that are playing on a pro sport, regardless of what league it is.
They think they're above the law.
They never had the consequences. So it's kind of like us, not us, but like the NFL and the NBA and all these. MLB, they all kind of set them up for failure because they're not really evaluating the human being, let alone they just want them for their talent.
I'm with you 50% on that, but on the other 50%, these players, you got to hit a maturity level. You're a professional athlete that represents $1 billion business at the end of the day.
Yeah, but they're coming out 18, 19, 20 years old. They're making it to the league.
I know they're going to college and they're getting money.
You made some dumb mistakes when you're that.
Everybody does, but when you're
still
trying,
do.
Everybody does. I'm not saying that, but when you have this high profile athlete professionalism, you kind of got to hold yourself to a higher standard until you got to look what you have. Look at Henry Ruggs. He was a football player. Now he's in prison for the next 20 years, and he killed somebody. Like that's you're putting
you
like Chip said,
you,
you're putting yourself in that
Ray
position because you think
like
you're untouchable.
On camera doing this stuff. Like Dalvin Cook, I don't know the whole story, but
he
I
had
know
a home invasion.
Who?
Dalvin Cook.
And there's
somebody.
And why is this woman saying that?
Because she wants money. That's what it is.
It's an extortion.
I thought it was a domestic dispute thing.
She shot him in the face with pepper spray, broke into his house, shot him and
that's,
someone
that's
else.
Right. That's right. I did.
Yeah, it's
about that.
It's
yeah,
she saying, broke it. Yeah. Thing.
And then
it's,
she was saying that he beat her and was.
Well, let me tell
this.
You something. Chicky, break into my house, spray me in the face with something.
You're
probably,
yeah.
yeah.
No,
you're
no,
probably
no.
going to look the same way.
She was saying that was previously before she broke in.
Oh.
And it's like.
It's just all hoopla, but.
I mean, you got Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's not as prevalent in baseball. I've only seen like one or two, I think, this year. We talked about them.
Hoffman or Trevor Bauer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Scumbag. Yeah.
But, I mean, this seems to come up a lot in the NFL.
It comes up all over.
There's a lot
of it,
in boxing.
There's a lot of it that gets hushed. Up. It's yeah. professional athlete. I mean, at the end of the day, it's humans, but you know what you think.
I don't know, man. I just
yeah,
I
like
just
I said, they got
never been that mad.
There's also a lot of good athletes out there that do a lot good for the community, keep their head clean. They don't drink. They don't party. There's a lot. I'd say there's a lot more better ones than there is bad ones. We just don't recognize the good ones. It's like anything in life and in the news. You want to talk about news, you talk about everything you hear about is miserable and bad. None of the good stuff gets... You know, as much as
have you seen all the videos of the Ruggs deal? Now they got like the cameras catching his car flying. He was flying down that street.
I want to know how it's different. Like, there's other cases where people have been in that situation. Yeah, he has the platform, but like, they're talking 25 years on the guy, and it's there's other people.
They're talking; it could be up to 50 years.
There's other people.
It should
that,
be life.
That,
he killed somebody.
And they served either more time or less time. It's like, where do they draw the like? There's people that done something
who's
along
the guy
those lines.
Listen, that gets me all
Vegas
the time.
Vegas Raiders,
yeah,
the wide
that,
receiver
like,
Henry Ruggs.
I mean, I hate to say like some pedophile that was raping kids or something like that, and then you have some guy that's in there for weed. You know, and they're almost comparable.
They don't belong in the same cell together.
It blows my mind, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not
some...
I don't get it.
There should just be a fine line. Actually. Like, if you murder somebody or whatever, boom, 25 years of life, whatever.
Yeah. Why are we still, like, driving drunk and stuff like that? That's...
I don't know.
That just blows my mind.
It.
I mean, with all the different ride-sharing
programs... How are you
programs,
a cat
I mean,
that comes out as a 12th round or 12th pick in the first round... You are playing for the Raiders. You are 22 years old. You are just getting ready pretty
you're
much
a
to sign
you're a, millionaire.
A multi-million dollar contract because you're blowing it up. You're doing well even this season. And within 24 hours,
gone.
It's all gone. Like, I think
gone.
The Raiders dropped this cat within like 2 or 3 hours
they
of the accident.
They had to.
Yeah. Bad deal.
It's stupid. I mean,
a little good news. I got some good news, though.
What's the good news?
A 105-year-old woman sets the world record. For a 100-meter race, she did it in a minute, 2 seconds.
I bet you
can't
beat her.
It's questionable.
Was it a race to the bedpan?
See, why you got to do that?
What?
Good for
you didn't
her,
tell me
bro.
What a race
yeah,
is.
Exactly,
how far
dog.
Was
good
it?
Good for her.
How far?
Good for her.
100-meter.
100-meter? I'd smoke her.
Did she sprint or power walk?
I would so
I'm
dominate
going
that.
If she did it in a minute and 2 seconds, she was moving pretty good.
Oh, nice. Yeah. She still got a little pep in her step.
She's probably dude? Farting the whole way.
Turbos.
So bad.
No, it was a different story.
Kobe Bryant's wife suing somebody else again.
That's not news.
God, it just seems like she's suing a lot of people right now.
She ain't got that check coming.
I don't think she needs to worry about the checks.
Apparently she does. There's no other reason to sue people unless you want money.
Some Mamba wine or something like that.
Just give it out for free now.
All right. Well, let's start talking about last weekend's games. Obviously, the Bucks did not play.
They didn't? Milwaukee Bucks?
No, but your favorite team, the Saints, did.
That's not my favorite team. That's dogs.
You're crazy.
You picked them.
I knew that Atlanta was going to win. I wanted the loser to win on my behalf.
What the fuck?
The loser
run
to
that.
Lose.
Okay, back up.
run
that by me again.
I knew Atlanta was going to win.
Okay.
So I wanted the loser to lose on my behalf. I picked the loser in our division. Either way, I wanted the loser to lose.
But we're
you
but we're going
ATL.
For but we're going for the
your
win.
Your hometown.
Yeah. Because if you go every week, doesn't matter if the Saints were playing the Jets, I'd pick the Jets.
You were
I
probably at that game.
There it is. Let's go through the picks real quick before we start talking about the games.
Chipper
right.
Ice.
Here we go. Let's go down. Go
I had
down.
A shit week. Don't
yeah.
even
well, dude, there was a
you
bunch
really
of,
kinda you really
there
did.
Was a bunch of fluke games.
Yeah, see? Bullshit.
Jets at Colts on Thursday night.
Bullshit. Yeah. Speaking of which,
I took the Jets. Yeah, I took the Jets.
Take the Jets. The only one to Jets take will the prevail. Jets.
Let's talk about how did we do on that bet?
Horrible. What do you mean?
Horrible.
It was. They started to come back.
No, they didn't.
They never had a chance.
It was 45 to
21. It was over at halftime.
28 or something.
Dude, he was. Oh. Second bad. Half team.
He probably bad, put 50
did,
on the court.
Third quarter team. Bucks.
Fourth quarter team. 2 minute team.
I was about to lose 150. Ball game.
I was staying positive. All right, Falcons at Saints. As we just said, Falcons won. Bo and I picked them.
That was a good game.
Broncos at Cowboys.
You guys are ATL.
Myself fans. And Shorty took the Broncos. We are the winners. Vikings at Ravens. Shorty P was the only loss with the Vikings. Texans at Dolphins.
Go figure, man.
Texans was the only pick by Bo. You picked the Texans over the Dolphins.
Yeah, because if the Texans would have won, you guys would have got it wrong. That's how this works, Chip.
Cardinals. Well, I didn't get it wrong. Cardinals at 49ers. 49ers picked by Shorty P with a loss. We all picked the Chiefs over the Packers. We all picked the Bengals over the Browns and lost. I took the Giants. You all took the Raiders. Patriots. Panthers. We all took Patriots. We all took the Bills and the Jags and got our ass kicked.
Who's we?
All of us.
We didn't play. You that was a pick. That sounded no.
I'm saying all of us.
No, you said we. You're a Bills fan.
Chargers, Eagles. Shorty P's the only one to take the Eagles with a loss. We took the Rams. He took Titans, and he takes it.
Yeah.
And Bo was the only one to take the Bears over the Steelers. So, at the end of the day,
Shorty
Dog P. went 8-6. Bo went 7-7. I went 10-4.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see?
And you went 10-4 against Shorty P. What do you mean?
7-7.
Yeah, right.
We picked damn near the same games.
Listen, here's the ones we have different. You got Saints wrong. You got Cowboys wrong. We all got Bengals. You got Raiders wrong. We all got Bills wrong. We all got Rams wrong. So
how do you have four losses when you just said five?
I took the Giants.
You just said five, and you said you got four losses.
No.
You feel like this is Chip Biden again?
I have four losses. I went 10-4. I lost the Jets game, the Bengals game, the Bills game, the Rams game.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say is mm-hmm.
And the Rams game.
I did lose the Rams game. You're such an ass. All right. So, I mean, I don't got to rub it in. I can continue to tell you that, again.
Let's do this week.
I'm kicking your ass.
What do you mean?
I'm at like 85 right correct choices, and you're at 78. So, I'm up by 7 games on you now. It's
cheating Chip.
Anywho.
Not to mention taunting as well.
Yep. Yeah, you're see? Taunting. You're right now. You are so taunting. 15 yards, yeah, it's 15 losses.
Yeah, yep.
15.
Boom. Exactly. Gone. Because you think it's okay.
Hey, so, when he announces his
he
team,
does it, it's okay.
Drop his levels so he can't hear his team and be like, oh, you lost the team, so all those don't count.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty good.
You don't want to play with his audio from the last one.
Why?
I'm going to mess with your audio from the last recording.
Oh, okay.
So you can't hear
oh, the one that you weren't here?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw some little sound effects in there for you.
There you go.
You're going to really like that one.
All right. I appreciate it. I like for somebody to do something around here.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. Listen to this.
Last time you're getting a burger.
Right?
So, obviously, my upset of the week is the Bills game, Bills and Jaguars. I did not see that one coming.
I did.
No,
time.
You didn't. You picked the Bills.
No, nobody saw that coming. Come on. Yeah, that was I didn't really see any of that game. I was watching the Saints.
I was
Falcons
baffled.
Game.
I had a parlay, and that really kicked me down.
Hey, so
everybody
did. Speaking of which, Bo, how you doing on all your?
I lost my ass this weekend. I don't even want to talk about it. I probably lost about $500.
Bo sends us a screenshot of every parlay or bet that he makes on the Hard Rock app.
I've hit 2 out of 10 games?
Yeah. That's 20%? Are you serious? That's
what?
All, 2 out of 10?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. And then I gambled about
But you're picking stupid picks. I got to tell you. I know you're going.
He's I'm going shooting. Big, yeah, though. It's small risk, high reward. Yeah. But I just did a lot of them.
But
so.
Why not go with, if you're betting 10 and you have a chance of 150 with the bullshit picks, why not bet 10 and do the right picks and still win 20?
You don't win that much. It's not like that, Chip.
But even if you only win $5, who cares?
That's not my mentality, man. Like I want to gamble 10
to
win 5.
A good parlay is almost.
I'd rather
like
lose the $10 knowing I could have won more than that.
Is two guaranteeds. One that, you know, it's a toss-up, and then one, like, up.
So you're
upset.
The guy that's going to come to the blackjack table, win two hands, and walk away and call it a night.
I'm the guy that, if I keep winning and I have money, I'm walking away, yeah.
No, dude.
100%. That's how I do it.
But you're never going to be the guy that comes here on Wednesday and says, I just won 10 grand.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You're gonna, I won $10, fellas.
Right. I mean,
so what you're, so what
I got
you're,
me a pack of smokes.
So what you're
that
saying
big win big, man.
Is if you... All right.
Let's just say this.
Now we're now we got to do man. Another segment. Now we got to do the parlay saying, segment.
What do you mean? We can do a parlay segment.
Yeah. I know we can. We
could. With your account.
We'll your
no, overall the Hard Rock between that and then I went to the one down south and I lost probably I think $300. So they got me for about a good $500 this weekend.
You lost $500 this weekend?
Well, between the parlays and gambling down there. I was up two maybe 250 playing
look,
war.
Look at you.
And then boom, gone.
I'm so proud of you.
Why?
I'm just proud of you.
That I lost 500? Well, rent's gonna be proud, short. Rent ain't coming yeah. in this week.
He said there's no rent.
Yeah.
Well, is you all right with that?
All right.
I got a 90-day eviction notice. I can do at least one every 6 months.
The other game, I know we talked about it a little bit. I know like we were. I know your parlay depended on Jordan Love doing something, but
fucking
Packers
asshole.
And Chiefs.
Yeah, well, dude, that game was stupid. Chiefs only mustered up 13 points.
And one.
With a star-studded offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Love got one touchdown, didn't he? It was 13-7?
I think so.
That guy looked like ass. He was cheeks.
He kind of did. I will say, like you said, on top of the taunting, I think that if we went around the table here and took a vote on if we feel that the refs this year are really playing a big role in
they are.
Some games.
They are. That ref is going to, in the Bears game, that ref, I guarantee it, will go down. They're going to investigate, and that ref had money on that game.
You think
so? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you right now.
You just went right to that. Huh?
I'm telling you. Shit. If you see him, he's looking at him, and he literally backs up right into him, and then he throws the flag because he said he felt like he was being like he was taunting. He felt like he was taunting. That was a third down sack that gave them a first down that they can move the ball
yeah.
and score.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Now, let me ask you this. Take us back a couple weeks to Devin White's when he stood over that player, was talking shit.
I
being
don't,
an ass.
I don't throw a flag there, but with their rules where they
you
have it, that is.
You don't
no,
throw a flag
fuck
there.
No, I fuck the Saints.
So he affected
well,
I think
aside from the Saints,
that's I wouldn't do it on their side because
no,
I wouldn't want to done my side. That call
baloney.
Was baloney, but it is where there are certain guidelines where you can't do that because they've implemented
that. I can
that.
See.
Do you remember what happens? Let me give you an example. Do you remember what happens when the taunting doesn't get contained and gets out of control?
Yeah, a couple pushes.
Let me
then
give
the refs come blowing their whistle, and then that's it.
That's
watch,
why you take
watch
the battle
Odell
in between
Beckham
whistles.
And Josh Norman.
Oh yeah, that was a great matchup. That, but there was no. They had a couple penalties.
And that's what it. Dude,
that was
did you
fun.
See what it got to?
That was fun. That's football.
No, that's
I love
not football,
that.
Dude.
That was tight.
At the end of the day, OBJ literally launched himself like a torpedo at Josh Norman's
yeah,
head with his helmet.
That was awesome. You're gonna tell, dude? I would
no,
love to
is
see
that
every
what
Sunday.
What I want for football.
That is what I want. See, you're soft, man. You like two hand touch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I like action,
flag.
Man.
Nothing,
no,
nothing more
no,
than
I,
flag football.
See, you can talk that. You know, you should be allowed to talk your shit.
You should
you know,
be
you're playing a physical game. What are you gonna do,
dude? They still talk plenty of shit. Don't.
Okay,
it's
so,
just when you act like an ass.
That's not.
No,
that's
you act like an ass when you start trying to punch
have,
these guys in the head.
Have you listened
the
to these mic'd
that's
ups?
Stupid.
Have you listened
oh,
to
yeah.
like when the when especially during COVID year when you could hear everything in the line? Dude, they talk so much shit through the entire game. It's when you stand over player and you're being stupid.
What are you supposed that's, to say, man? Hey, get better, man. Maybe you can cover me. Come on, man. It's you.
Give it another shot.
That's
bud.
An
yeah.
option.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, good,
yeah.
good try,
I mean,
buddy.
All he did was literally go like that. Like,
keep up the good work, pal.
Yeah. yeah.
What, Devin? No, Devin stood over and was talking shit.
He snatched.
All
that,
he did was like this. He like flexed on top of him.
He
but
snatched
still...
Alvin Kamara's chain off. He was rocking that thing.
It does need
thing,
to stop. Though. I mean,
off.
Think
who,
about
who
it. Are you doing this at your
45
job?
45
yeah.
What?
Are you coming up on some of you,
fuck
somebody
yeah.
in your job?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I do that shit at work. Yeah, we be
do
going
you?
At it at work. We fist
okay,
fight.
Okay, well there it is.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. We,
there you have
we,
it.
We take it outside.
No, but,
oh, yeah, I know all you boys be tough.
At the end of the day, like,
I didn't know that.
The competition, regardless if it's football, whatever, or your work, you should be passionate for your craft and you should back it up. That's how these guys get paid. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say I'm the best at what I do. I'm not going to sit there and knock someone else. Someone else can say the same thing about themselves. But that's how you got to present yourself. You want to be the best. You want to, you know, push
so,
yourself.
So, I mean,
to,
Bo.
What?
When you,
I get it.
That life's crazy.
If you
sorry.
Take, like, your, let's just call it an apprentice or someone with you for the day. You're working with someone for the day.
Yep.
Okay? And you're both hooking up a panel. Okay? and your panel gets done first, or your panel gets done, it looks good, or whatever, do you look to the guy next to you and like give him the beefed up sign, like, yeah, dude, fuck you, look at my panel.
Yeah, a certain way, I will.
So you did.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's what I just asked him, and he said he did.
That's your motivation.
I want to see a video of that shit.
Yeah, no, it's,
I want
that's
you recording that shit, flexing up on this guy.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is how it's done. Boom, bitch, yes, take notes.
I'm older than I actually am, I guess. I just don't. I don't feel the need to do
anything. It looks like shit, but I'm going to give you a trophy.
Yeah, exactly.
Participation.
Not everyone trophies. Gets
trophies. Hey, I know you lost, but we're going to give you the same trophy that the winners got, because everybody deserves one.
I'll tell my guys at work, if that's they do true, something man. That's shitty, true. I'll tell them straight up.
Like, you have to. You got to be bullshit. Constructive criticism. If you make me a meal and it tastes like shit, I'm going to tell you it tastes like shit.
Yeah.
I hope you guys would.
Oh, we know that.
I tell you guys
you haven't lived.
You've seen it in action. Chip has seen it in action.
I was sitting in a fucking Applebee's. It had to get up. I'm like looking, and he's getting up and leaving. I mean, it was an awkward situation. I'm like sitting there, like, are we?
Was it in Atlanta?
No, it wasn't in Atlanta. It was actually all the way out west.
It was in Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh, Seattle.
It was like one of those. I can't fucking believe we're actually leaving here,
dude. It was like 30 minutes for so pissed. Goddamn. You didn't even bring me my salad.
PDQ had this guy irate one time.
PDQ.
Yeah.
And you thought it started for pretty darn quick.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Did he really?
He really thought
people
it...
dedicated to quality. No, I tried to get these guys to believe some bullshit.
Really?
Pretty damn quick. Pretty damn quick.
I will call Josh right now. We'll clarify that one.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, call Josh. Josh is on my team now, bro.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Shit, you should see.
So anyways, let's do the picks. Let's do the picks for next week real quick. Tomorrow night, Ravens at Dolphins.
Dolphins. Come on, man.
Ravens.
No.
Ravens.
Bullshit.
Sharky, this is why you go 8-8. Dude.
This is why you literally are one game ahead of 500.
Dude.
All right. Falcons at Cowboys.
Falcons.
Okay.
I'll agree with the Falcons.
Okay.
Cowboys got dismantled.
Damn,
I loved
Dolphins.
It.
I'm going Cowboys.
Are you? Okay, so you're the only one going Cowboys.
How are you going to go for Atlanta, Chip?
Well, because they're going to win.
It's in our division.
It doesn't matter. If Saints
oh my God,
were playing the Cowboys, I'd pick the Cowboys.
Whatever, man.
I'm not worried about the fucking Falcons.
He's an Atlanta fan.
Oh, so
Lions and Steelers.
The Falcons are going to win that game.
Lions.
Lions and Steelers?
Yeah.
Lions Steelers. Come on, man.
I'd love to see the Lions win,
Steelers.
But I don't think so.
I'm taking Steelers, all
right? Steelers here as well. Cardinals hosting the Panthers.
Cards. Come on.
Cards.
There you go.
Chip, let's hear yours.
I had a Cardinals.
Yeah, you're not even saying yours. See? Okay. No, you need to say yours first.
Fine. I'll say mine first.
Because
Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals.
You know
too.
What?
Okay,
we
here we go.
We need to review every segment of this because you don't say your team. You just type something
I do.
And
I always, I generally say Vikings at Chargers. I'm taking Vikings.
Dude, I seen this guy at Starbucks Sunday morning with that same laptop.
With the same spreadsheet.
Just going through it, man. Just going through it, man.
Vikings at Chargers. I'm taking Vikings.
Chargers. Chargers. You know the Vikings, all their losses, all like what, 5-6 of them have been within 7 points?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
I'm waiting to hear your
answer. I said
first.
I'm going Vikings.
Okay, I'm going Chargers.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Saints at Titans. I already know where you're going. Saints.
I know where you're going.
I'm going Titans.
Titans, bro.
I'm going Titans too, buddy.
Titan up, bro.
Everybody's Titans. Okay.
Titan, bro.
Bills at Jets. I am taking the Bills.
Jets.
Bills.
Bills, they're going to come out and probably put up like 50.
Okay. I'm 50 thinking, burger. I agree. Browns at Patriots.
Oh, give me the Patties.
Patriots, yeah.
Chip?
I'm taking the Browns.
Okay, why don't you say that?
I'm taking the Browns, too.
Why do I got to speak first?
You have to say your answer, man, because if it's not recorded, that means you can go back and change
Jaguars
it.
Jaguars at Colts. I will be taking the Colts.
Colts.
Wow, Colts it is. It's the home team now. Get in there.
I'm going Colts.
Awesome.
Okay. Seahawks at Packers. I will be taking the Packers.
Seahawks. Is Rodgers back?
No.
Nope.
Oh, Seahawks.
Packers.
Russell's back.
Jordan Love's trash.
I can't lose again.
I'm taking Seahawks.
It's going bad for me, guys.
Eagles at Broncos.
Taking a real shot at my
I will
ego.
Be taking the Broncos.
Bronco.
I'm going to go Broncos.
You didn't do Bucks in Washington.
Everybody's taking the Bucks.
I'm going Broncos.
Yeah, but okay. You really got to say it, though.
All right.
You
really
Bucks
do.
Bucks at we football team. I'm might. Taking the Bucks.
Bucks. I'm surprised, Chip.
You know what Chip's motto is? It's not about how many votes you get. It's who counts Bucks. The votes. Bucks,
yeah, exactly.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
No, it's not about how many votes you get.
It's not
it's
about
who keeps
how many
track
votes
of
do.
The votes.
Yeah, who yeah. keeps track of the votes?
Chiefs at Raiders. I'm taking the Chiefs.
You would take the Chiefs. Shit. Raiders.
I'm going Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders as well.
Oh, nice. So I'm going to be getting that victory.
Yeah, that's what you think. Yeah, after you switch it to the Raiders.
And Rams at 49ers.
Rams.
Let's hear it from you, man.
Where are you going, Chip?
No, you I mean, say it first. You
no,
say it first.
I feel like you're
the like Rams. I'm already going to say my team.
Rams.
I'm going to go Rams with Chip.
Yeah, everybody should I'm be picking Rams. Whatever Chip picks.
That's what I'm thinking, man. I'm going
that
Dude,
way. Dude, you know what?
All right, how many points? Monday Night Football, Rams 49ers. I said 35.
35 and a half.
46.
No, see, I'm going to change mine if you guys do that to me, though.
46. No, you can't 46? Change it. As soon as you have it entered, it's entered.
46.
37.
You're going to change it
well,
anyways.
That was mine, man. 39.
All right, I'm doing 32.
Whoa, 31.
That's going to be a crazy one.
31.
Nope, you can't change yours. I can only change 30, one.
35, 39.
All right. Well, that's just another week of FanDuel domination. And picks
I won't lie,
superiority.
Like, can I? No, I mean, all jokes aside, man.
Yeah,
I mean, you've done well. You've done well in this FanDuel so far.
For the most part,
FanDuel
and the picks. But,
so far,
I mean, I'm in first place in both. But go ahead.
All right, so you know, I mean, you've shared a few of your tips.
I don't listen to that
but
shit.
But I'm not buying this 12-year-old picking your shit.
No,
come straight with us.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude, who
I
was,
sat
who
next to him on the plane,
kid, man, because I need some.
And he took out two of my players, replaced them, and then talked me into taking Judy because it was his first
on.
Game back.
Come on.
I've got hairy legs.
You're lying.
You have hairy legs?
No.
Oh, man, stop. Right now.
I really think you're lying to us, man. I really do.
Whatever.
No,
man.
There's no fucking, like, just jokes between only two people in the crew.
What it's when Biden said, I got hairy legs.
Dude, you really let someone kids. Else pick for you, so you're not even really
that's
in the lead.
That, yeah, that's how you feel about us, though?
Is that 12-year-old what? In the lead? Is that what you're telling me now?
No, it was a rough
Yeah, no,
rough
no, no,
day.
What's
no,
his
no.
name? Where was he from? Why is he flying
it
there?
It was a rough day.
Can I get this
Hold
kid
on.
To pick
Hold
for
on.
Me, too?
Put
I mean,
championship and 12-year-old on
ooh,
your team now.
Yeah, right? Split. Ooh.
Can I get this kid to pick for me? I mean, I need a crutch, too.
I'll share my championship with this kid. I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
he's a good
yeah.
kid.
Were you guys pen pals?
Well,
he was a Broncos fan.
He has to pick this week.
So let's give you back the picks that pick he swapped week. You out for, and let's see what your points add up to. I mean, let's just cut you down as much as we can, Chip. Yeah,
let's give her a shot.
I still don't believe
it's
all
right.
Man.
There's
no
a lot of football left, man.
There is no 12-year-old.
Chip's going to forget to do it one time.
He's such a liar. There's no 12-year-old. He won't admit it, though.
Listen, I kick your guys' ass every week. One,
I know.
The 1 week.
I kick your ass week. And his
no.
ass.
No,
his
I get
ass.
Below 100 points, and no. you can't maybe think that, huh, maybe I did.
No, you don't win the most, but you do get a lot of points, though, when you win.
You know what?
What
That's
do you
what
mean?
Counts in this.
I get a lot of points, too, but then Chip does, too. He Chip Biden.
Chip Biden. He does.
Bo Biden.
No.
It's right here.
No, nah, those burgers, man. Like, I can't say anything but wonderful things about Bo.
I almost want to make another one.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. They are good. Those are delicious.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys going to the Rowdies game this Saturday at 7:30 playoff game? Big playoff game.
NFL fined Aaron Rodgers $14,000.
Yeah, but the team got docked $300,000, but I think he should be suspended for the rest of the year. Fuck the Packers.
Wow. Tell
you
me
got
how
a
you
lot.
Really
You got a lot of anger today.
Why do you want the guy to play?
You got a lot of anger today.
Do you want the guy to play?
Well, no.
He lied
you
to
just,
his team.
You,
he put his
no,
team in jeopardy, Chip.
You want
to
play.
COVID-19 is real, Chip.
See, so now here it? You go. Pick a fucking fight.
Yeah, so you guys going to the Rowdies game, playoff game?
Big game.
7 p.m.
Did you really think
when,
he put
Saturday?
His team in
big playoff game.
Will you be there? Jeopardy.
I'm fishing a tournament, actually, Saturday.
I'll hear this shit, man.
How are you? Kingfish?
Nope.
Kingfish nope. 9,000.
Inshore tournament for veterans.
Oh. Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good one. There.
Yeah.
I won't, All right. I won't make jokes about
You guys
that.
Ready to play trivia? You three, first one to five wins?
Sure.
Sure, and then we got
to
do what if?
I'm going to ask you a question, and then you say your name to buzz in. You get one chance at the correct answer.
Can right. I say yes as
can
my name?
No, you can cannot say yes. You have to say your name. If your name is yes, and yes, you can say yes. But you can't say yes because yes is not your name, so no, you cannot.
Okay.
In horse racing, the Triple Crown is awarded to a horse that wins which three races?
Chip.
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 Got it wrong.
Kentucky Derby.
Damn.
Yep.
Preakness.
Yep.
And
five, four, three.
Pass. I don't know the last one.
Really? He got timer? He got buzzard.
Are you going?
Go ahead, man.
He's got the two of them. You guys heard Kentucky Derby and Preakness. So what's the other one?
The one big brown one a few years ago. one in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville.
Five, four, three, two.
The big
one.
No.
Shorty P.
I don't know without cheating.
Belmont Steak.
Come on. Ooh, I did.
I was
know,
close
actually,
though. Way closer than Chip. Way closer than Chip.
Way closer.
Betted on that race.
Way closer.
What? Whatever.
How old was Tiger Woods when he won the Masters?
Chip.
Dog.
Chip.
19.
Dog.
Nope. Dog.
15.
No. 22?
You guys are all wrong. 21.
What the fuck?
He was young
come
as shit.
On.
Oh, he won like the...
So close, man.
What golfer was known as the Golden Bear?
Chip. Jack Nicklaus.
Boom. 1 point for Chip. How long are players allowed to look, search for their ball in golf?
Dog.
Dog.
2 minutes.
Nope.
Chip, 3 minutes.
Nope.
Shorty P, 5 minutes.
Boom. Shorty P got it.
1 point for him. 1-1.
1-1-0.
I got to get this. I got to get this. I got to get this. I got to get this.
It's only one question.
Like. How many minutes? No, there I got tons of questions. How many minutes was
I'll
the
just
longest?
Just keep going until he wins.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
How many minutes was the longest recorded point in the history of tennis?
Dog.
Dog.
I already know this.
Do you really?
I think so.
How many minutes? I think it was like, it was something outrageous. It was probably like 18 to 20 minutes.
Nope.
Chip, it was, I was going to say 18, but I'm going to go with 24.
Nope.
Shorty P?
Shorty P is going to say 12 minutes.
Can I take one more guess?
Wrong.
One more guess, 18 to 42 minutes.
It's 29 minutes.
I was close.
That's a long volley.
That really is.
Is that recorded?
What's that?
Was it? Do you know when that was?
No, that's it just gives me that.
That's insane. I'd love to see that.
You got more questions?
Yep.
Because we got a tie. We need a breaker.
How many total minutes of action are there in an average baseball game?
Okay.
Dog.
Chip. Chip.
It was like, it was 18 minutes.
Yep.
So he won.
Out of a fucking 3.5 hour game, 18 minutes of action.
That's
I just
what,
won.
That's what you can
just another thing I won. End of discussion.
You didn't win. You only have two.
What the fuck? What's the point is action in that game, though, you know?
What, in baseball?
Yeah.
There's plenty of action in
it.
But
what are they saying is not action?
Action is when the pitcher throws the ball and the ball hit.
Yeah.
That's what they consider action, but the action
point, the 1.1 second takes the ball to get to the batter.
So, this is how we're going to do this now. We're going to just cut you off.
Yes.
No.
But anyway, so what action is, so say the guy hits the ball, goes to first base, pitcher gets the ball. That play is still live. That runner could take off if he wanted to.
Okay.
That play is technically still live, but just because it's not pitching and throwing and hitting means that there's no game going on for these bozos over here that don't understand baseball.
What he's saying.
So if he does take off, though.
It's still in play.
Then it then
until
it,
that ball is out of play, the play is always live.
Now, if he steals, though, do they call that action? Is that
yeah, that's action.
Okay.
Dude, don't worry. You have a time to
until
eat a
that ball
between
is
pitches.
Unplayable, and then when as soon as
Dang,
it comes
man,
back
really
in play,
like
as soon
baseball.
As the pitcher has the ball again, that's live play.
But Chip would rather watch snails race down the sidewalk than watch a baseball game.
But if the Rays in the World Series is the biggest
fan. I'll be there.
But I get for a baseball player, though, I mean, I've played baseball. So
you
I
have
mean,
to stand
you,
your toes. You're taught to stand
exactly.
your toes.
Exactly. You have to watch what's going on all the time throughout this 3 hours.
Yeah, especially those
there.
Guys out there in left field. You know, they get a ball like once every four fucking games.
I'm just thinking you're not giving
are
them
you kidding me?
Consideration, Chip. these are professional
Unreal.
Sports players we're talking about, man.
All right.
Scratching their nuts.
Do you have any
there.
More? Or did
last,
I just win?
Last one.
Okay, I already won, but go ahead.
What is the only team in the NFL to neither host nor play in the Super Bowl?
Dog.
Dog.
Bucks.
What?
Tampa Bay Bucks. The only team that hosts the Super Bowl.
No, that has not host.
Oh, I thought you said that has
or played.
Never host or played.
All heard was the Bucks. No, they haven't hosted. Their stadium hasn't hosted one, nor have they been in one.
Detroit. Oh no, couldn't be Detroit.
Chip, Texans.
Nope. You got to think of a shitty outdoor stadium.
Is it the Browns?
It is the Browns.
Is it really?
Yep.
Let's go, Shorty.
They've never been in a.
It's tied up again now, man. You got to go.
Oh, well, because they were in like championship games back in the day, but it wasn't Super Bowl.
It's not a Super Bowl. Not Super Bowl air.
Thinking Ohio, man. Shit.
All right, so it's 2-2.
2-2-0.
Okay.
Dog.
1.
0.
I'm trying to find a little one. What team owns the longest winning streak in NBA history?
Dog.
Dog.
Bulls.
No.
Chip, Lakers.
Lakers it is.
Damn, Chip that's wins. A good call, yep.
Chip wins this Chip week's wins sports again. Trivia.
By ding, again. Chip wins FanDuel. Chip wins
you know what Chip wins?
Chip wins trivia.
This is the opposite of winning.
That's
Chip
why
actually
they
loses.
Call me championship.
Chip's in third place, Dog's in first, and Shorty P's in second.
See? Just like
it goes, it's you don't want to get the question right is the name of the game.
What if Tom Brady had not been traded to the Bucs?
Then we don't have Tom Brady.
I have a series of questions. Would he have won, gone to the Super Bowl with the Patriots team that he had, that he would have had?
No, he got released.
Would he have won? And two, would we have kept Winston still?
No.
Bruce Arians already said it would have been Teddy Bridgewater. We're throwing the house on him if we didn't get Tom.
Yeah, no.
That just tells you where Winston's
been. Yeah, I don't think he would have been here.
What do you mean? That's your guy.
Bro, if there's a lot of things I'll accept. The Biden chip, the Chip Biden bullshit, all that crap.
Chip Winston.
Telling me I'm a fucking Winston fan.
Chip Winston.
I draw the fucking line.
You were a Winston fan.
I was never. Not
you used to text us all the time. This guy is great. Oh, God, this guy's an idiot. Oh, he's such a great quarterback.
Hold on a second. World? Hold on.
And
Chip,
win.
Chip.
Yeah.
Chip, hang on, man. Now, I'm going to take you guys back here episodes ago.
Let's do it.
This Winston shit.
Yeah.
Chip has always said this guy is going to be gone.
Yep.
When is he said that he's?
I would be
good.
Begging
before
for
we
him
had
to
the
go.
Podcast,
dude.
I was hoping he got turf toe one time.
I remember before we drafted him, you were at the stadium with your Winston jersey number 5, and it wasn't even number 3. You were like, "Go FSU."
He lost me at crab legs, man. Oh my God. He lost me at the crab legs.
Did you hear what his injury was? Broken crab leg.
This Winston guy.
That's a good. I like that.
So goes his fiddler.
Wait, is Winston still playing?
No, torn ACL. Nope. He's done.
He's done.
Really?
Probably retired. He probably ain't going to play again.
So wait, Chip was right then.
Yeah, from a freak injury on Halloween.
What, Chip, man?
Chip,
gonna,
you know what?
He's going to be back.
This is scary.
I'll tell you what. This guy's a hitman. He had my phone stolen in the keys. He had Winston with a torn ACL.
Right?
Watch your back. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
You forget, I paid the girl.
He's probably done, right? His career is over.
It's going to be hard for him to come back.
The Haitian cab driver.
What do you mean no? How's he going to come back from
this? He's 26 years old.
Yeah, it's like ancient.
No,
Tom Brady's 44.
Yeah. Oh, let's not even compare him to Tom Brady.
All he's got
to
do is throw a ball.
Did
Tom
you
Brady.
Just
dude,
say
this,
he threw for 5,000 yards.
He said Tom Brady's 45.
Like, he threw 5,000 yards worth to the other fucking team.
No, dog.
He threw more yards and fucking interceptions than he did.
How many teams
team?
Have? How many teams have a franchise quarterback or?
I don't know a lot about football.
The
Steelers
are going
to need
one.
He's not a franchise quarterback.
The Packers are going to need one. Looks like Sam Darnold's throwing his way out of Carolina. They're going to need one.
He is.
It's going to be hard for Winston to come
Tua,
back.
Tua, who there's no – there's so –
man,
quarterback's the
aside,
hardest
guys,
hardest
weeks.
Position to fill.
Who the fuck is Winston,
and are we,
who
I
does
mean,
he even play for?
The Saints.
Wow.
But and look what he was doing this year. Sean Payton reduced
Kyle
his –
Kyle Trask is sitting back looking and learning
so
from RBTB, and he's a better quarterback
than
Winston.
You don't think he's going to be replaced so quickly at that level? And
no, I'm just saying that he
he's going to have to fight for a job. He's going
he
to
he will get another job next year.
No.
So?
Whenever he gets back from his injury.
He's not going to be – I don't think he'll be back.
Preseason, he'll be fighting
I don't think
for,
he'll be back till at least 2023.
I don't know, man.
That injury is going to take
Saints
him over a year.
Are better off with the guy that they're playing now, old T.S.,
this is a tough
and Taysom
job,
Hill
man.
In the
it's
background.
A tough job, the way you guys, man. The way that it's portrayed to me now.
I mean Atlanta's good. They're going to need to find a replacement for Matt Ryan here in the next year. So, I mean, there's a
who
lot
they,
of
who's
quarterbacks.
Their, who's their best?
Damn, man.
Felipe who? Franks.
Oh,
Felipe. He's horrible. Oh. Oh. I mean, there's a. I mean, Telling you, you gonna
are
Colt
McCoy didn't look too bad the other night.
Are you gonna roll the dice
Colt McCoy,
on
come on?
He didn't look bad.
This isn't 2002.
He's a better quarterback than Winston.
No.
Yep.
No, he's not.
100%.
No, he's not.
I don't. I mean, I'd give Winston an average C.
My 12-year-old who's never picked up a football a day of his life is a better quarterback than Winston.
Are they going to be
see, now? Right. You got per-
no,
you got
no,
you got,
yeah,
you got some personal
you do have issues.
So wait, are they going to be better off without Winston though?
Who cares? Fuck the Saints.
Who knows?
Well, they beat
us.
Yeah,
what he said.
No, I mean
the refs
what do you,
beat
what
us.
Do you think? I mean,
we beat ourselves. Don't even say the Saints beat us.
The
we
refs.
Beat ourselves. I told you that loss is going to happen.
You guys are the Saints fans.
Who are they going to be looking
not
for
me.
For a replacement?
Who?
Full time Saints.
Oh, who knows? Drew Brees' kid.
Jeez.
All right. Who's doing the next what if?
What if Drew Brees didn't retire? Where does Winston go?
Sofa? His sofa.
Sofa.
Yeah.
No, that's not my what if.
So what is it?
What if Odell Beckham came to the Bucs?
No. Thank you.
Stay no, away. I'm not asking you.
I know.
You want him here?
It
I'm
would
asking
be a bad
what
thing. We would fall apart because he'd be a fucking cancer in the damn.
What if
you said the same thing about AB?
What if we signed?
No, I did not.
What if we signed him yeah. for just being a fourth, like you know, your wide receiver four, or whatever, like that?
Nope.
But he's a return specialist.
I don't want him. Nope.
I'd stick him in the backfield. I'd let him return putts and kicks all day and get killed.
I wouldn't.
I don't.
He's a cancer, bro.
He wouldn't know. Well, you know
he
what?
He thinks he's better than he really is. He had one magnificent catch.
Let me tell you this.
And he's a star.
I thought AB was going to be somewhat of a cancer in this locker room when he got here. But when Brady's in that locker room.
AB's in a different mindset than he is, bro. 100% when he came here.
Whoa. AB's the one that's throwing furniture out of a window.
Tom Brady, like, no, pulling no. for this guy for,
you see,
for AB.
All right, Skip Bayless, listen.
Wow.
Wow.
AB now had another AB literally had mental issues, and it was like showing that he had mental issues. OBJ, yeah. I'm not a fan of
OBJ.
Him. OBJ, I don't care. I don't get his name right. He don't mean nothing to me. He's not
on
my team.
He doesn't have issues at all.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm saying AB is a. I would say almost more of a little bit of a drama queen than OBJ. OBJ lugs the attention.
Dude, this is, I'm telling
you. Oh my God, dude, this is my opinion, Chip.
It is your opinion.
So your opinion's right. Am
yeah.
I always wrong?
Yes.
No, that's not right. That's
finally,
not how this works.
Thank you for
this is called America. But I'm saying as a return specialist, return for punts and kickoff returns, I think he would be success back there because he's still got some speed. That's the only thing he has is speed. Okay. I'm not saying line him up as a wide receiver.
Good. So that's your opinion.
It's my what if.
Yep.
I mean.
What's your answer? You'd take him.
Okay.
Well, aside from the what if, you'd sign him.
Who's our starting wide receivers this week? Do you know?
No, he doesn't.
Do you know?
I don't believe. AB
who are they for the Falcons
right now?
AB is out. Gronk is out. Chris Godwin's out.
Chris Godwin's out still.
Yeah. See, I mean, you don't. Even
but you got
know.
Evans,
and that's it.
You got
no,
Evans.
No, you don't.
That's all you got.
Scotty Miller's back.
We're Scooter.
His Scooter's back.
He just got back from injury.
Exactly.
He's not cleared to play. He hasn't even.
We're not. We need help.
No, we don't.
Yep.
Yes, we do. We're
no,
banged up.
We don't. We're good.
And
we're
then you
good.
Got Tyler Johnson.
We're good. We also have O.J. Howard. We got Cameron Brake. We're good.
I bet you know the starting wide receivers for the Falcons.
And not only you have Tom Brady.
Yeah, see? You know everything going on in Atlanta.
I know somebody from Atlanta that retired Tampa. This week. Ridley. He
that
said
was,
bye.
That was last week.
He said bye.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll take the depth. Any way you can get depth on your team. Guys get hurt. It's
okay,
a long season.
Well, then that's the problem with your guys' generation. You don't think things through.
What if before the next game, Tom Brady said, fucking go take it like a fan, bitches? Would that be fucking
Chip would
solid?
Be beside himself.
Yeah. Right? What if he was just like, fucking take it like a fan, boys?
Yeah,
Chip would probably take a selfie.
Is he shouting us out?
Is that all it would take for you guys to put your fucking all into this shit every fucking time?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
If he was meaning it towards us.
No, I'm talking about.
Like, we wouldn't have to do anything after that. We'd just be famous for what
up.
He said.
We'd just soup the studio up, man. This would be life right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, Bo won't let us
I
do anything.
I live here.
Bo won't let us do anything.
We'd buy him out.
We got to talk to him, man.
We'd buy him out.
Say, just take it like a fan, man. That's it.
Take it like a fan.
Well, don't forget, we are changing our format after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Turkey Day, Jamboree.
And we got our
the Myers Wilson Zach Hafer. Turkey Day, Jamboree.
We will be on Wednesdays.
Today is Wednesday.
From
today
now
is Wednesday.
On.
Today's Wednesday.
Live shows will be Wednesdays. Recorded shows will be posted.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing.
And if you can't be here, then
take it like a fan.
Take it like a fan. Take your leg.
All right, I'm going to go with my what if.
All right, what is
round
it?
Round it up. What if the NHL did not have an expansion team last year and they got to keep the core group of players that they had last year?
They would be able to keep all of them.
Do you think they would have? Do you think they would be in this little roller coaster up and down funk right now, or do you think they would be playing lights out?
They seem to go through this funk even with those players, but I do miss. Yanni Gourde was one of my favorite players on the team.
You just found out about him.
Yeah. Dude, pick a fucking team, dog. You want to be on my team or your brother's?
What?
Which one do you want to do?
What do you mean?
Huh?
There is a, we're all one
because
team.
Because everybody, listen, right now it's 3-1 in this room.
No, it's not.
You guys have been talking shit the entire fucking time.
I take
shit.
It like a fan.
I understand. Well, but when I talk shit, you guys get
every,
all whiny
hold on,
about it.
Hold on. Every time we do a fan duel or the picks, yeah, well, I'm Chip. I'm in first.
It's just amazing how you guys are talking shit when the fan duel and Shorty P's winning or Bo's winning. But when I'm winning, it's fucking crickets.
Dude, I told you you did a great job. I said it was
2 days after.
Bullshit.
I said it was no surprise that you're back in the lead again, man.
I thought it was a big surprise.
Hold on.
You're not hearing me. I'm telling you.
What do you want me to say? Bo, those burgers taste like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You seen how I walked through the door today?
Where's the burger?
Things done?
This dude, man.
All right.
I'm going to run back this episode, man, tonight, and I'm going to listen to it, and I'm pretty sure that I've been on your side for a couple things tonight. Even picks tonight.
I think I haven't said
every
too
other
much,
week.
Man.
Whatever Chip says, I
when
go
you do go back, just make sure you said every team when we did all our picks. That way, they're all recorded.
God damn, here's what I'm going to do right now.
I will now for sure.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Are we giving away this helmet still? The signed helmet?
Nah.
He says we can't.
Why?
Come up with something different to give away.
What do you mean?
All right, my picks for the week are Ravens, Falcons, Bucks, Steelers, Cardinals, Vikings, Titans, Bills, Browns, Colts, Packers, Broncos, Chiefs, Rams. And why are you turning me down, bro? Broncos, Chiefs, and Rams.
Just make sure you're hearing yourself.
I can hear myself.
Cool, man. Well, good luck. Good luck to you boys. Because I'm probably going.
How do these people get a hold of us?
14-2.
It's too many games.
I mean, they can get us on Instagram or Facebook at Take It Like a Fan, or you can hit the studio line at 844-542-4111 or text us at 727-388-1644.
Standard messaging rates do apply.
What are we doing? We got this upcoming week.
Do not call
week,
after 1 p.m.
We do.
And then the following week, we got Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
No. 2-3 Thursdays.
So if you miss us, don't forget to catch our old
episodes. This Thursday, next Thursday, and then the following Thursday is Turkey
Day. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, three Thursdays.
We got next week.
And then
following week is.
That's Thanksgiving week.
That's correct.
Yep. So are we doing a Bo special turkey gobbler
about his food right now.
Bash?
What?
For food.
No, we'll only have next week will be our last episode before coming back out with a new format.
So
after the holiday. We will not have a show the day before Thanksgiving. We won't be on
vacation. Yeah, no. Spend time with your friends and family.
What, you'll be on vacation?
What, we're not going to have a show?
Yeah, you're probably going to North Carolina.
Dude, actually, I am.
That's a week. That's a week.
This guy
we're going to be here, and we're going to have a
where
show.
Where are you going?
Oh. No, I won't be here. Oh. Wow. It's the biggest night of the year.
That's even more.
Hold on.
Biggest night of the year.
You're going to Carolina?
Outside.
I believe so.
That's the week that Carolina plays Atlanta.
She goes.
Illuminati confirmed.
Is it really?
I mean, dude, I know the guy's going out there to watch Atlanta play, man. Wow.
You know he wears a Kyle Pitts jersey under his Bucks jersey every weekend.
I think he got you, Chip. Chip's blushing.
Chip's over it.
No, you guys are just, it's okay, man. I can take it like a fan because I know I'm a true fan of the Bucks. I don't roll with other teams. I don't even compliment other teams.
Well, you pick other teams in our division
hear
to win.
This guy, the last time
I have
said,
to pick a team in our division when they play against another team in our division.
But you picked the Falcons to win.
Yeah,
I did.
And you also picked the Saints to beat Dallas.
I've never picked the Saints, not one time.
Yeah, you did. You picked them last week.
Not one time.
You picked them this week.
Something tells me, too, if you didn't think Brady was going to win for you or someone on the Bucs, you'd pick somebody else as an alternative in your FanDuel.
He does every week.
Excuse me?
You have no loyalty. I've even got you on an episode saying it. You even have an episode.
Fucking A, dude. I wouldn't even go that far.
There is an episode where he specifically says, this is what he says. He says,
go Saints.
It's not about picking your favorite player, Shorty P. It's about picking who's going to put the points up for you.
That is true.
So that tells me that, at, all in all, if
let me ask you
Tom
something.
Brady stops
have you
performing for you, you're going to turn on him.
Unless the Bucs haven't, if they're not playing, like they had a bye week this week, have you seen one FanDuel lineup that I have that doesn't have at least one Buccaneer in it?
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Because they didn't play.
Everyone.
Boom, still right.
Everyone.
But if they were, if they were rolling bad for like the next couple of years, would they still be in your fantasy lineup? Would they?
Because you go by players.
So you're
like Mike Evans is a player that even if Winston was still his quarterback, I'd probably still take him because chances are he's going to get some points.
From who?
Oh, you would take Winston?
No, I would take Mike Evans.
So you wouldn't take Brady though? I mean, in a situation where Brady's not performing.
No.
You would still take him?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't.
I would pick a quarterback that will give me the points. That's why I'm in first.
What if?
Let's look at the loyalty. See, there's no loyalty.
I can't pick a Buccaneer for every fucking player.
No, yeah, you can.
No, you can.
Max
of
four, baby.
Four, right? Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
Done.
Yeah.
Take it like a fan.
See you guys. Go Rowdies. Go Bucks.
Buck
go Lightning.
Go Rays. Yeah.